You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible, one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. Sherry will also serve you Mystery Moment, Scott's Stuff, and an anointed prayer for healing. And now, here is Sherry Medlock.
God bless you. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Scott Merson, and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Please open your King James Bibles to the great book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 2, where we left off last time. Revelation, chapter 13, verse 2. Before we begin, I want to invite every Christian in America to join me each Wednesday night for effectual intercessory prayer for our beloved President Donald Trump and for the United States of America. We're in a death and life crisis, and 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, God says, then when I hear from heaven, I will forgive your sins and I will heal your land. We're not sick because of a C virus. We are sick because of an S virus sin. So Amen. Come and join me. Amen. I am in my new location in Suntree, Florida. I'm right beside the produce place. The produce place is on Wickham Road. You will see the produce place sign there, but also on the same sign, you will see Sherry Medlock with an arrow pointing because I'm right there. I am at 2565 Sellers Lane, Melbourne, Florida, each Wednesday, 6 p.m. I teach the word first, another book of the Bible, because the word shows us how to pray. As we've heard tonight in our good Maximilian Merson, who prayed before we came on the air this day, he prayed the word of God. And that's what you do. That's how you get results. You might also like to come on Sundays, 5 p.m. for this live radio broadcast. And now Revelation chapter 13, verse 2. I'm entitling this chapter, Beast Number 1, Beast Number 2, and 666, or Two Beasts and Three Sixes. Now, we learned in the first verse last time that the Lord Jesus, who really wrote this book and dictated it to John, has taken John to a little time in our present future called the Sixth Trump. We've learned that there are seven trumps. They are events and actions leading up to the seventh, the second coming of God, and he comes at the seventh trump. Now, we've also learned that five of those trumps have already sounded, so we're nearer than we think. But the fifth trump is still sounding. It's a time of learning. Hopefully, you're hearing that trumpet blow now. So he took John to this sixth trump. The sixth trump is when the Antichrist will come in the sky with his fallen angels, calling himself Christ. You know, Jesus is Christ. Christ means the anointed one, Messiah. But this is a fake one, cheap fabric imitation. He's a devil with his Jesus costume on. He comes before Jesus. So Jesus showed John this sixth trump. And John saw in verse 1 in Revelation 13, a beast rising up out of the sea. A lot of Revelation is symbology. Some of it is literal. Now, in Revelation 17, we learn that the sea would be the water and the waters are the people. So this means a beast in the midst of the people. Now, this is the first beast. This is not yet the Antichrist, although the sixth trumpet is blown and he's here. But the one you're talking about here is a political system. You might call it the one world order. It's a political system, and it is, of course, run by the Antichrist. Actually, you're going to be surprised at this teaching. It's already in effect, okay? So let's take it from there.
Verse 2. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion.
Now, this is a multi-headed government, political system, one world order of really the devil, who is the Antichrist. And so they seem to be in charge now. This is symbology. Now, three-headed should not make you feel that that's strange. The kingdom of God is three-headed. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. America's government, we have the executive branch, we have the legislative branch, we have the judicial branch, and these three are one. Well, what is the leopard? Soon we'll be in Revelation 15, and we're going to sing, those of us who don't get deceived by the Antichrist will sing the Overcomer song. It is found in Deuteronomy 32, and we will say, their spot's not our spot. Now, can a leopard change his spot? No. So who is this? The Smyrna-type church and Philadelphia-type church, which pleases God alive right now, that's not their names of the types, they tell you who those are who say they're our beloved brother Judah, but they're not. They're the synagogue of Satan. Who are they? The Kenites, K-E-N-I-T-E-S, descendants of Cain, and Cain was fathered by the devil, that old dragon, that old serpent, when Satan beguiled Eve in the garden. So, in the Bible, that is called Mount Seir, in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, the Battle of Hamagog. But in today's language, that would be Iran. All right, you've heard about Iran, also Syria there. Well, who is the bear on his feet? This would be the Russian bear. Now, right now, Russia's not exactly on its feet, but it was once a superpower. But we can see Russia's going to be elevated. So that would be Russia on its feet standing. And who is the lion? Now, we know that Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah, but we know Jesus is not going to be there under the one world government because Jesus is Lord. But we have our beloved brother Judah. Remember, there are 12 tribes of Israel, and they are split. 10 of the tribes are called the House of Israel, captured by Sennacherib, crossed the Caucasian Mountains, settled in Europe, came across the Atlantic Ocean, settled in the United States of America. But that's the House of Israel. The House of Judah is two tribes, Judah and Benjamin. Some are in England on the throne, Queen Elizabeth, but a large bulk are in the land of Israel in Jerusalem. Now, a lot of our brother Judah have already, thank God, accepted Jesus, Yeshua, as the Messiah. But some of our beloved brother Judah, the lion, the tribe of Judah, have not accepted him. They are looking for the Messiah. So they are going to say out of their mouth, Messiah is come. So the one world government, the political system, its strong leadership will be the leopard, the bear, and the lion. Iran, Syria, Russia, and the people in Jerusalem, our brother Judah, who will think that's the Messiah.
And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority.
Okay, we learned last week in Revelation 12:9 that the dragon is the devil, is Satan, is the serpent. He's the Antichrist. Now, he's actually telling them to take charge. Understand? That's the Antichrist.
Verse 3, and I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death.
Is it the leopard? Is it the bear? Is it the lion? It's the bear. Not too very long ago, there were two great superpowers on planet Earth. One was, of course, our beloved United States of America, but the other was the Soviet Union, Russia. However, Russia closed their churches and ran God out of their country, and they turned their churches into granaries, and so they decreased. Remember, President Ronald Reagan said to the Russian premier, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall, and the wall came tumbling down. Okay, so right now that wound is healed. But what's the dragon going to do? What's the Antichrist going to do to Russia?
And his deadly wound was healed.
Oh my goodness, the devil's going to come back calling himself the Savior. Most people think he's Jesus, and he's going to promote Russia. See, he's going to put him right up there with his one world order.
And all the world wondered after the beast.
Isn't that awesome? What a political system. What a government. Wow.
4. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast.
Now, worship means love, and worship means trust, and worship means obey. Now, it is really the dragon, the Antichrist, who is empowering them to do their work. So they will be telling you, as well as the fallen angels, and I'm sorry to say some deceived preachers in the Christian church, because half the Christian church is going to be deceived, Matthew 25:5, have no oil. They're going to be telling you that the dragon, the Antichrist, is the Messiah.
And they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Verse 5, and was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemy.
Now the political system will say that God is here and that the Antichrist is the real Christ. It's a lie.
And power was given unto him to continue 42 months.
Now this one world system will actually be in great power for, though it says that that would be 3.5 months. Well, remember the book of Daniel, the original time of the Antichrist, this dragon, was 7 years. But it was divided into two parts, 3.5 years and 3.5 years. But we learned in Mark 13 that Jesus shortened that time for the elect's sake, lest he find no faith left. And in Revelation 9, we found that the angel of the bottomless pit, that's King Tyrus, Abaddon, the destroyer, Apollyon, man of sin, time has been shortened to 5 months. Now, when I taught Revelation 9, I got my tongue tangled, and I told you it was divided into half. It is, but I said years. Actually, that 5.5 months is divided into 2.5 months and 2.5 months. So this one world political system will be in the first 2.5 months. That doesn't mean the Antichrist won't be here, but the one world government will be telling you to worship their dad. We know in the book of Daniel, it says in the midst of Daniel's weeks. So in the midst of that, then the last 2.5 months, then we're gonna really see the devil's going to Jerusalem, calling himself God.
Verse 6, and he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God. Blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven.
The one world government will say, worship our God. He's God. Don't worship your Jesus.
7. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints.
Now the saints are the woman clothed with the sun in Revelation 12. That means men and women elect who are not going to be deceived by the Antichrist. We have learned that right now, alive on planet Earth, there are 7,000 elect who will not bow the knee, and there will be the two witnesses, and all of you 144,000 are hearing the truth and not going to be deceived. Mm-hmm. Now, remember that the Antichrist is coming back like sweet Jesus. So if he made war with you, he'd blow his cover. But it's a war of words. Now, remember Jesus said in John 17:17, thy word is truth. Now, Jesus' word is truth, but the devil's word is lies. In John 8:44, Jesus says, your father is the devil. He's a liar from the beginning. It's a war of words. In other words, propaganda, lies, lies, lies. You hear them a lot now, don't you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so it's going to be try to convince the elect that he is Jesus.
And to overcome them. Power was given unto him over kindreds and tongues and nations. Verse 8, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him.
Oh my goodness, the whole world will worship the devil with his Jesus costume on. Even half the body of Christ, they think it's Jesus, and the world will think it's Messiah. Oh my goodness.
Whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
Oh, thank goodness, there's an exception. The ones who will not worship the Antichrist have their names written in the Lamb's book of life. The Lamb slain is Jesus, slain from before the foundation of the earth. Foundation is the first earth age catabol when Satan rebelled. Once upon a time, in the first earth age, the world that then was, 2 Peter 3:6, we were all with God. Ecclesiastes 12:6-7 says, when you die, your spirit returns to God. If you return, you were there. We were there in a spiritual body. And everybody's name was written in the Lamb's book of life because sin had not yet entered into the equation by Lucifer. So everybody would never die. There was no sin. So everybody had eternal life. However, when Satan rebelled, Lucifer, right there, Isaiah 14, said, I will be God. His name was taken out of the Lamb's book of life. Revelation 12 says he drew 1/3 of the angels. That's children of God minus the flesh. So all of the people of the first earth age who followed Satan then, the names were deleted. But now there was a one small group, as we learned in Revelation 12, that got up and fought for God with Michael the archangel. And in Romans 8, verse 30, we find that they were justified, found not guilty. So their names were never erased, and they've been sent out in every generation to proclaim the oracles of truth. So only the 7,000 elect, the two witnesses, and some of you who have repented and are not going to be deceived, only we will not worship the Antichrist. It's a small number compared to all the people on earth.
Amen.
Verse 9, if any man have an ear, let him hear. 10, he that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity.
Indeed, the Antichrist, the devil with his Jesus costume on, is going to capture the whole world. But eventually the devil, his fallen angels, and all those preachers who tell you that first one is Jesus, that's being preached right now. In other words, they'll tell you that's Jesus, they're going to walk into the lake of fire, captivity.
And he that killeth with the sword shall be killed with the sword.
The sword is a metaphor for the word. In Revelation 1, we know that Jesus' tongue is the word. Okay, now Jesus' word gives life. But if you believe the word of the one world government and anyone preaching that the Antichrist is Jesus, in other words, you worship the devil, so your eternal soul will be killed, eternal death. Remember that the Antichrist is going to play sweet Jesus, peace and safety, cause craft to prosper, big revival all over the country saying God is here. So he's not cutting your heads off, he'd blow his cover. But it means if you worship him, you will die eternally.
Here is the patience and faith of the saints.
7,000 elect, all of you who are hearing, wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait for the seventh trump.
Verse 11.
Now, verses 1 through 10, that was the first beast. That's the political system, and it's already operating. Now we're going to come to the second beast. And this will be the devil with his Jesus costume on. I am the one who made up that phrase, but I'm about to show you where I get that from the Bible, okay? He's going to call himself Christ, so remember that.
And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb.
A lamb has two horns. Jesus is the Lamb of God. He takes away the sins of the world. Christ, our Passover lamb, was sacrificed for us. Now, when you look at a lamb, you see immediately two horns. Horns means power, but you see two. All right? Now, he looks like a lamb. Bam, he looks like Jesus.
And he spake as a dragon.
That tells you who he was, dragon. Revelation 12, 9, dragon, serpent, devil, Satan. Okay, Antichrist. He's the devil with his Jesus costume on. You can see the costume. You can see he says, I'm Jesus, the Lamb. But you can't see that voice. It's the devil with his Jesus costume on, calling himself God's Savior, Theosater.
Yep, amen.
12, and he exerciseth all the power of the first beast.
Okay, he gives power to the political system. Just like when our country was really, really Christian, it was our God, Jesus, gave power to our government because our Constitution is taken from the common law of England, which is taken from the Bible. So Jesus is the one who's empowered America to become a superpower of superpowers. In the same way, this Antichrist would empower this one world government to just kind of rule
before him, and causeth the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed.
So he's going to tell everybody, you worship my government. And us, in other words, I'm in charge of the government. You said, I'd never worship government. Socialism, communism, I give you free college, free health care, free school. It's a sham. Do you know many Christians today worship the government? Worship means love. I've heard Christians say, I love the government. They take care of me. Yep, you get your food stamps, you get your welfare, you get your free stuff. Listen to me. That is, you're worshiping the devil. Don't ever depend on that unless you're handicapped. That's the thing. You know who my God is? I worship him. And my God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. But the world will love the government. also, he's saying peace and safety. If you will just do what the government says, you can get your mortgage paid, you can get a new house, a new car, you can buy, you can sell. Also, people love the government. Ooh, they're good to us. Prosperity.
13. And he doeth great wonders.
Wonders are miracles. Okay, we're going to find out one of those miracles.
So that he maketh fire come down from heaven.
In the first earth age, Isaiah 14, this Antichrist was Lucifer, and his name means the glistening one, glistening like fire. Now, we know in Luke chapter 10, verse 18, Jesus prophesied and said, I saw in the future Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Lightning is fire, lightning is a star of fire, and lightning is a glistening of fire. Now, we know in Hebrews 12, 29, our God is a consuming fire, but this is fake fire. But he is glistening, so you're going to see fire fall from heaven. If right now you looked out there and fire was falling from heaven and a beautiful entity was there, if you didn't know the order of the trumps, wouldn't you think that's Jesus coming in the sky? Okay, see how easily people will be deceived?
On the earth and the sight of men. Verse 14. And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image unto the beast.
Oh my goodness, let's make an image to the beast. Now, this beast, of course, is the Antichrist, the first beast of the political system. Now, this is not a beast like Nebuchadnezzar did in Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar built a kind of a statue, wood, marble, and gold, and told Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, atop of the elect, to worship it. This is not what this means. To make an image to the beast, what does it mean? Now, we've already learned this second beast is the devil with his Jesus costume on, the Antichrist. And in John 8:44, Jesus says, you are of your father the devil. He was a liar from the beginning. So the beast is a liar. Got that?
Yes.
Now, what is the image? Now, in John's time, there was no television screen. There was no smartphone. There was no computer. He had never seen that. So he begins to see a screen, and he sees images on it, and he doesn't know what to call it. It's an image. In other words, it's entities, people of the one world order, and of preachers who are deceived in the Christian church, some of them will be, and the fallen angels, propaganda on the television screen, on the computer screen, and preaching those lies, 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 telling you that this is Jesus. See, what it is an image. It's a television screen, it's a computer screen, it's your smartphone. Now, this is just a dress rehearsal for us now, because every time you turn on your television set and every time you listen to your news on your smartphone, you're seeing the image of the beast. Remember, this beast is the devil who's a liar. You're hearing lies, 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 okay? Mostly lies, the fake media. Well, remember, Russia, 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 Ukraine, 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 impeach, impeach, impeach. Corona, corona, corona. Lies, lies, image of lies, love of the devil. Now, I'm not saying to not be concerned about diseases, but we've always had diseases. It's a part of our life, understand?
Yes.
This is over, it's an overstretching, and this they're using this as a political weapon to destroy President Donald Trump. That is exactly what it is, and it's brought about a great fear. Right now, people are afraid to even go to church. Okay, now, you have to understand that the fear that is being blanketed all over America will do more damage than a poor little virus, because we're going to get that. Amen. With Jesus' stripes, we're healed. But we can do something about that. Now, we learned in Revelation 12 that we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. The Lamb is Jesus, so in the name of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb and the word from God. Now, we know in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, God says, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Amen. Fear is a demon. Yes. So the image there is coming out, propaganda lies, that's saying to put you in fear. So let's overcome this now. Ready, go.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
By the blood of the Lamb.
By the blood of the Lamb.
And by the word in 2 Timothy.
And by the word in 2 Timothy.
Chapter 1, verse 7.
Chapter 1, verse 7.
God has not given me a spirit of fear.
God has not given me a spirit of fear.
But of power.
But of power.
Of love.
Of love.
Of a sound mind.
Of a sound mind.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The image. So you see, the image is already working. By the way, remember the swine flu? 69 million Americans were infected. Over 18,000 Americans died. And it was 6 months until the then president, who was Barack Hussein Obama, even said anything about it. So you see, this is much to do about nothing. We all know, I taught manners, wash your hands, you know to do that. If you're scared, wash it before you go to the bathroom and after. You know to cover your mouth when you cough. Good Lord. Yes, Mommy, we'll wash our hands.
Which had the wound by a sword and did live. 50.
Okay. Now, every time that you turn off your television or the power goes out, you say, man, my screen is dead. And if your computer, your smartphone's battery is dead, you say, oh, mine's dead. You turn on the television, it comes to life, and you turn on, you boot up your computer, and it comes on. So, of course, this is an awesome power. But the Antichrist is going to cause people to believe that scream, to believe those lies. He gives power to it.
And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast.
He turns on the television. He says, go ahead, get on there and tell them they can have life. They can have bread if they worship me.
That the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should...
I'm going to hold off on that one. He's going to cause the image to speak. My Google speaks to me. Doesn't your Siri speak to you? When you turn on the television, does it speak to you? See, to John, this is awesome. But it is the Antichrist who tells his followers, his government, to get on there and speak these lies out, okay?
Be killed.
Okay. Now, he says also the Antichrist will cause those who won't worship the beast to be killed. Now, remember, he's playing sweet Jesus, so he's not chopping your heads off. What does this mean? In Mark chapter 13, Jesus tells us that those of us who are not going to be deceived, God's elect, that we are going to be delivered up to the Antichrist, and we are to allow the Holy Spirit to speak through us, and everyone will hear the gospel. It's a high and holy honor. Not one hair of your head shall be harmed. But he also tells us in Luke chapter 12, if when an elect is delivered up to the Antichrist and you grow scared and you refuse to let the Holy Spirit speak through you, it will not be forgiven in this lifetime nor in the world to come. That is the unpardonable sin. It cannot be forgiven. And then even an elect would lose their eternal soul, be eternally killed. Do you understand?
Yes. Yes.
Now, how in the world are we going to be delivered up there? And I'm going to talk to you about that. It's coming up.
16. And he causeth both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead.
Okay, this mark is not a computer chip. This mark is not a tattoo. What is in your forehead? Your brain. In other words, everyone who believes that this is the Messiah is already, some are believing now that Jesus comes before the devil, you're already deceived in your brain. What about the right hand? It's called the right hand of power. That means those who believe that this is the Messiah will be serving him. Half of the body of Christ deceived, Matthew 25, the brothers and sisters of the church will turn the elect in because they think they're serving the Lord. They will say, Sherry is a sweet woman, but she doesn't think you're Jesus. And so they say, we're serving you, Jesus, but they're serving the devil. The brothers and sisters will turn us in who are deceived in the church, and that's how we're going to get there. And so that is so wonderful because it's the highest honor we're going to get to let the Holy Spirit speak through us, and the whole world will hear the gospel, and then the end shall come.
Amen.
See,
Amen.
Every time you win a soul to Jesus, every time you pray in the Spirit, every time that you share the word of God, you are serving the Lord. So the mother shall turn the daughter to death, and death's name is the devil. The father shall turn the son. The brothers and sisters of the deceived part of the Christian church will turn us in because they think they're serving him. Those right now believing that first one coming is Jesus are already serving him, wearing the mark in their right hand because they're preaching that the first one comes is Jesus. Amen. Not so. Six comes before seven.
Amen. 17. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark of the name of the beast.
Okay. Remember, you can't buy nor sell except you worship him. And see, that's when the image on the beast will say, worship the Antichrist, just say he's Jesus, and I'll pay your mortgage off, you can buy or sell. Now, some of you are being afraid. The prophet Elijah, he has one of the two witnesses has him anointing. He was running from Jezebel, who's a type of Antichrist, and dirty ravens brought him food, and another time an angel baked him a cake on the coal and gave him water. God protects his elect. Amen. Don't worry about it.
Amen. The number of his name, 8.
Okay, he's got a name. Now, all of you have got a social security number by your name, right?
Yes.
The devil's got a name. God's name is 7.
Here is wisdom.
Here is wisdom.
Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast.
The word count in the Greek means to enumerate the stones over a period of time. They used to count by stones. 1 stone, 2 stone, 3 stone. Now, over a period of time. So we're going to enumerate the number here so we can find out for real who this Antichrist is. We're going to go back to the first earth age. We're going to go to the garden. And we're going to go to a little time in our future.
For it is the number of a man.
A pollen. Man of sin, perdition. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Jesus will not come until that man of sin be revealed. This is the number of the Antichrist. What's his number?
And his number is 666.
666. Now, the Bible tells us in the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses a matter is established. We have already studied the 7 seals, and we studied the 6th seal. We found that that first rider coming on the white horse is cheap fabric imitation, that he's the Antichrist. 6th seal, the seal is a sign. We studied the 6th trumpet, and we found that that is the Antichrist, 6th trumpet. I'm going to teach you the 7 vials. The 6th will be the Antichrist. 6th seal, 6th trump, 6th vial. This is the Antichrist. However, in the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, the matters are established. In the world that then was, 2 Peter 3:6, the first earth age, when Lucifer rebelled against God, Isaiah 14, he was just a 6. He had a great authority, high position in heaven, but Jesus was 7 who sat on the mercy seat. But Lucifer said, I want to be God. I don't want to be 6. I want to be 7. He called himself 7, but he was just a 6, and that's when he betrayed. Now we come to the second earth age, one time in the flesh, to the garden. There was a tree of life, which is Jesus, number 7. There was a tree of knowledge of good and evil, number 6, that old serpent, the devil. And he told Eve, hath God said? I know more than God. God said. So he pretended to be 7, but he was just a 6. We're now in the 5th trump, a time of learning. Soon and very soon, the 6th trumpet will sound, and in the clouds coming with his entourage, with this beautiful creation, like lightning, it'll be number 6, the Antichrist. But he's called himself Christ, instead of. He's going to call himself 7, but he's just a 6. 6th seal, 6th trump, 6th vial. 6 in the first earth age, 1 to be 7. 6 in the garden, 1 to be 7. Coming back at the 6th trump, calling himself 7, but he is just a 6. The first beast is the political system. It's already just being organized. The second beast is the Antichrist. 2 beasts and 3 sixes. Be not deceived. We'll begin right there next time. I pray you are blessed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Normally at this time I give you a mystery moment, but I think I just told you the mystery. So I want to introduce you to you, the owner of the produce place right next to my place in Suntree, Florida, man of God, my twin friend, Scott Merson. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing very well, Miss Sherry. What an awesome word tonight.
Awesome word.
Yeah, it is.
Scott, David left his stuff in the car. Does he could put his stuff in the bag? What is Scott's stuff?
There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Psalms 91:10.
Absolutely, Psalm 91:10. No plague. I mean, see the lie. I mean, it's not coming near your dwelling. Okay. All of you who are afraid, memorize Psalm 91 and pray it every day, okay?
Yeah.
In a moment, I'm going to pray for the sick, but first, anybody who's not saved, let me pray for you. We want to get your name right now written in the Lamb's Book
Amen.
Of Life.
Amen.
Pray this prayer after me and mean it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I have sinned.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I have sinned.
I confess I have sinned.
I confess I have sinned.
I believe your blood will wash away my sins.
I believe your blood will wash away my sins.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
Please forgive all my sins.
Please forgive all my sins.
Please save my soul.
Please save my soul.
Fill me and lead me by the Holy Spirit.
Fill me and lead me by the Holy Spirit.
Grow me in your word.
Grow me in your word.
And use me.
And use me.
To win many souls to Jesus.
To win many souls to Jesus.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
I belong to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
I am a Christian.
I am a Christian.
Amen. Amen. For those of you out there in cyberspace who prayed that prayer, my announcer in a few minutes is going to give you my number. I invite you and welcome you to call that number and tell me, leave that message on my voicemail that you've been saved and I will pray for you. Now let me pray for those of you who are sick. All right, Jesus still heals. We're going to pray a special prayer for a special man. Many of you have heard of Shepherd's Chapel, founded by Pastor Arnold Murray, who's now in heaven. But he's got a son, Dennis Murray, who's already overcome cancer, but he's again been diagnosed with some kind of a mass in his lymph nodes, and they think it's cancer. And so we're going to pray for him. I was healed of cancer 2 times strictly by the word of God, so we believe this for Dennis Murray. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we come together in the United States of America, and even Michael Lark in Chile, and we pray for Dennis Murray, the son of your beloved Arnold Murray. I ask, please, O Son of Righteousness, rise with healing in your wings. I ask the laser beams of Jesus Christ healing go into the lymph nodes of Dennis Murray. Let the mass disintegrate. Let there be no cancer. With Jesus' stripes, Dennis Murray is healed. You said your word and heal Dennis Murray. He shall not die but live and declare the works of God. You restore health and cure to him. You heal him of his wounds. With Jesus' stripes, Dennis Murray is healed. And we all say together out there and in here,
I agree in Jesus' name.
Now may the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in your wings, into your left ribs and your right ribs, into your intestines, in your backbone and spine, into your legs, into your nervous system, into your colon, into your stomachs, your lungs, your heart, your eyes, your gums, your teeth, your throat, your vocal cords. In the mighty name of Jesus, with Jesus' stripes, you are healed. Receive and believe. Everybody say, with Jesus' stripes, I am healed.
With Jesus Christ, I am healed.
Hallelujah. Now, believe and receive. Now, if you would like to call and tell me that you were healed, do that also. Now, I love all of you, and I thank you for listening. And I want to remind you of the Wednesday 6 p.m. and Sunday 5 p.m. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Nothing is given to you to keep. Go and give it away. God will give you some more. And this is your host, Sherry Medlock, saying I love you with all my heart. I feel your spirit out there. I have that gift. I know you're there, and I love you, and you mean so much to me. We're going to live in Father's house forever.
Amen.
And I can't wait until next time when you and I get together as the family of God to hear the joyful sound of
The trumpet of truth.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. Sherry invites you to call her for prayer at 321-632-4631. Again, 321-632-4631. We can't wait until next week at the same time when you join us and hear the joyful sound of the trumpet of truth.
He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound on WMIE 91.5 FM.
When the mountains look so big.
Calling all Christians who love America, Sherry Medlock of Trumpet of Truth invites you to join her every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. to pray fervently for President Donald Trump and for America. Let us take back our country for Jesus and the Bible. Sherry is in Sun Tree next to the Produce Place at 2565 Sellers Lane in Melbourne. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, and may God save America. Once again, that's Wednesday evenings at 6 o'clock, and the place, 2565 Sellers Lane in Melbourne. And join us right here on 91.5 FM WMIE every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for a Trumpet of Truth.
We've waited for this day. We are gathered in your name, calling out to you. Your glory like a fire, awakening desire, will burn our hearts with truth. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we wanna see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
I close my eyes and colors fly. There's no hiding from your grace. I can't deny your heart for mine, and it's unrelenting chase. I was on the edge of deception, caught up in my own hesitation, until your love.